Welcome to another episode of IJS Speaks. This is your neighborhood financial economist, Katie Mark. And today's episode is titled, The Dollar and Oil Paint a Clear Picture. So let's kick things off in the risky side of the financial universe. For this analysis, I like to look at the S&P 500 and crude, because increases in their prices tend to signal an increased appetite for risk assets. Equities, for example, their prices reflect improving expectations for the economic outlook, while oil, on the other hand, its prices reflects improving expectations for economic activity. So people moving around, traveling, factories, that type of stuff. Now, when the prices in risky assets are increasing, that typically means that financial markets are awash with optimism. And the opposite can be said when the prices are falling on risky assets. The S&P 500 started last year sliding right out of the gate. So, January 2022, the first week of trading, we had a couple up days. And then it was all downhill from there, in relative terms. The oil market, on the other hand, trended higher for much of the first half of the year, specifically around the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That created a lot of uncertainty around supply. Market participants were unsure if infrastructure would be destroyed, if sanctions and embargoes would be implemented. There was just a lot of uncertainty around the ability of Russian oil to be let into the global market. And so we saw a huge spike in price. That, of course, pulled back significantly as the war kind of drug out and market participants also realized that though there were a lot of restrictions, Russian crude and Russian gas were still making their way into the global market, as well as the economic outlook had started changing. So we didn't see the drop in prices that we saw in equities reflected in oil, at least not until the summer, starting sometime in June. Now, stocks eventually bounced off of a bottom that they made sometime in October. Oil prices, on the other hand, kept trading sideways in this range, which had a top of about $93 per barrel and had a bottom of about $70 per barrel. Safe haven assets also trended very consistently for most of 2022. And the dollar was the only instrument that an investor could buy that would have appreciated for much of last year. But it too eventually pivoted in October. So, tied to the move in the dollar was a commensurate move in US 10-year treasuries. And that is as a result of bonds selling off to reflect the rising interest rates that were fueling the steady move higher in the dollar. Gold was also a very interesting vehicle to watch last year because despite of a $440 swing in price from a high of around $2,065 per ounce to a low of about $1,625 per ounce, gold effectively began 2023 roughly at the same price that it began 2022. Though it too also experienced a sharp pivot in October. So, let's link market expectations to macroeconomic implications. The S&P 500 found support around the 3500 level in October, and risk sentiment began to improve as news of a China reopening and an end to the zero COVID policy, which they have had in place since the start of the pandemic. Interestingly enough, however, the oil market hasn't reflected the enthusiasm. We've had escalating risks of interruptions of Russian oil as NATO ramps up military support for Ukraine, and OPEC all but promising more production cuts. With this in mind, oil should be trending higher. So the lack of a positive impulse in the energy market, to me, suggests that there's some underlying deterioration of demand. Now, this deterioration of demand is more than likely occurring outside of Southeast Asia, as the China reopening is surely putting upward pressure on energy prices. That being said, relative weakness in economic activity outside of Asia probably means relative equity underperformance as well. Looking at U.S. equities, looking at European equities, and looking at equity markets that do not have high beta returns tied to activity in Southeast Asia would probably underperform markets in Asia and economies that have close economic and trade ties with China, as the China reopening would spur a lot of activity regionally. So, last October into November, safe haven assets made a U-turn as well, which roughly corresponded with what can be considered peak Fed hawkishness. The falling dollar, in my mind, is signaling investors are expecting the Fed to pivot with their policy and to begin stimulating before inflation falls to their 2% target. That, I think, has been reflected in gold prices, as gold has historically been an inflation hedge. The rally in the U.S. 10-year Treasury also corroborates this idea, as a Fed pivot to rate cuts would mean investors' demand for bonds at current rates would increase. These market trends can continue, and indeed they can accelerate, if when faced with a slowing or shrinking economy and rising unemployment, the Fed decides to change its narrative. If the Fed, however, decides to stay the course and focus on bringing inflation back to its target, market dynamics could reverse quickly. The direction of the dollar and the direction of oil could be the most telling indicators of both economic sentiment and activity. We have to keep in mind that equity markets are discounting mechanisms, and so they try to look through the near term and price for the medium term, which tends to not paint a very accurate picture in a rapidly changing economic environment. Demand for dollars is a little more immediate, as it measures liquidity needs, which are much harder to look through. So when demand for dollars increases, if sentiment turns negative from a drop in activity, which would be reflected in the oil price, investors will sell their stocks and even their gold to get their hands on more dollars. As a side note, this is the type of environment needed to force stocks and bonds back to an inverse relationship, which would undo the last of the residual effects of the response to the great financial crisis of 2008. Investors will buy bonds as the elevated nominal rates provide a real return in the face of falling, albeit above target inflation in the U.S. This has been another episode of IJS Speaks. This is your neighborhood financial economist, Katie Mark. When in doubt, take profits.